Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Tonight's programming is pre-recorded or rebroadcast from last week. Bishop and Doc are out of town tonight, so I wanted to share that with you tonight as well. This is a rebroadcast. However, you're welcome to stay on and listen to this powerful Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight as well. Once again, this is a rebroadcast tonight of last Tuesday's Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless.
Thy foot to be moved, the Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. Oh, the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade. Upon thy right hand,
I
realm and all across the globe. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll both be up shortly, but we want to thank God for this beautiful song from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, My Help Coming from the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful song. I highly recommend you listen to the song maybe 5 or 6 times. It will definitely move you and help you grow and help you to be encouraged this day. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. This is Prayer Time for Bishop John and Dr. James Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, that number, everybody online, put it out there at least 10 times. Text that out. The number, 347-843-4559, is the call-in number right now. That number, 347-843-4559. At least text that out to family members, co-workers, those in your neighborhood. I am convinced, like you, everybody on the planet needs prayer. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us, Dr. Crenshaw being with us tonight as they pray for you and they give you wisdom and information that's going to help keep you in the Spirit of the Lord each and every day. What a great, great time to be alive here on Prayer Time. For those listening all across the globe, thank you so much for joining us as well. We'll do a couple things. We'll be opening up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, later on. After Bishop prays and after Doc Crenshaw comes on, we'll open up the lines for you. If you have a prayer request or a comment or question for Bishop or Doc, you can do that later on. Just hit *1 on your phone, *1. I'll mention it again before we open up the lines as well. If you do have a prayer request or even a testimony of what the Lord is doing for you even right now. So we thank God for you. Also, to our scripture for tonight coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen, is Psalms 27. Psalms 27, verses 1 through 4. Can't wait to read those to you in a few seconds here. So we thank God for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about prayer time, and we just want to thank God for Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw being with us on Tuesday evening here on the network. So God bless you, and we thank you so much. But before we get started, we must give the Lord a hand clap of praise for his wonderful self, for who he is, and his Son, and the precious Holy Spirit. Y'all give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we get started here. Yes. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word. So we have Bishop come on here, ladies and gentlemen. Psalms 27, verses 1 through 4. And I encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 27 when you get time and that meditation of the Lord in the Word, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you to read the entire chapter as well. I'm reading verses 1 through 4 tonight. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and the life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Amen. Amen. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should arise against me, in this will I be confident. Amen. And verse 4, ladies and gentlemen, of Psalms 27, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty, praise God, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Psalms 27, verses 1 through 4. And we must give God a hand clap of praise for the Word, because the Word is helping us even right now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much. Elder Kevin Vaughn here, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. Those who are live on the network and those listening on the phone right now, thank you so much for your time. And those listening later on, we just love you and thank you so much. And we know you will be blessed by the Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw tonight as well. Well, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, open up the lines for Bishop. Y'all put your hands together in the spirit for Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Tonight, we'll be praying for the people that was affected by the storm and those that lost their lives and those that have lost belongings. And we're going to pray that God strengthen and provide and make a way for them and comfort the families as they go through those times of trouble. As we pray not only for them, we'll be praying against the spirit of murder, because it has been going rapid. The murder has been on the increase, on the rise. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I'm come that you may have life and life more abundant. We're praying for abundant life, that God will cover his people from all the danger of murder and crime that is being taken place on this earth. And if we pray, God, that strengthen those that have lost their homes and so much they have lost their loved ones, their families. And as we pray that God will strengthen them during this time, be a comfort for them, because we know God is able, and we know that God will make a way out of no way. But Father God, we thank you tonight for your word, because you watch over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return to your board, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for families tonight. We pray and we comfort those that have lost loved ones, have lost their home, have lost their possessions. God, we pray that you will comfort them even now. The God, we thank you, God, that you will give them a safe place even now as they recover from this storm and recover from the loved ones being lost and lost in the storm and dying in the storm, losing their lives. Father, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of at. And Father, we know that you are able to keep us in these troubled times. Father, we give you glory tonight. Lord, we lift your name up. And the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down the stronghold and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. Now we pray, God, that we'll hold on with faith, God. We pray for the people of God everywhere. We pray that God to give them strength to endure. Because word said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Father, we thank you that you are a comforter. And Father, we thank you, God, that you will supply every need in their lives. Father, we give you glory and we give you all the praise. God, you are all knowing. You know every situation. You know the circumstances that they're facing even now. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen, you be with them, God. You be with their loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, that you, God, move up on the lives of people that take the lives, that give the resources that they need, God, that they can make it, God. We give you thanks, God, for the government, God. We thank you for everyone that being involved, God, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory for it. We give you praise. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of murder tonight. And Father God, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is a consuming fire. Father, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the families, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our nation, oh God, over our cities, over our country. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus against murder and crime. We plead the blood of Jesus for your protection over your people, God. Father God, test their minds, oh God. Renew their minds. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return, boy. But Father, we thank you that meet every need tonight. Father God, as you check every soul tonight that is going through, we thank you tonight, those all over the place, God, in Florida and in other areas where the storm has hit. Father God, we thank you for your protection even now. Father God, we thank you for the safety of the people wherever they are right now, God, that you have been placed. God, let it be a safe haven, God. Let it be a protection for their families, for their children. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and God, supply all of their needs and give them more than they ever had before. And Father, we give you thanks for it. We give you glory for it. We praise your name, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Father God, we pray against that spirit tonight that comes to destroy lives. We pray against that spirit that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Because the enemy, God, he is defeated, God. Because you are all powerful. You are all knowing, God. And that's no thing that you, God, cannot do. Father, we speak life and we speak abundant life. We speak comfort and peace of mind, Father. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Oh, God, look on that mother, God. Look on that father, that daughter, that son, that child. Look on that cousin tonight. Look on that relative. Father, in the name of Jesus, strengthen them, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory. We give you praise, God. In the name of Jesus, that community, God, that people around, God, we ask you to, God, strengthen their minds, God. Renew their strength, oh, Heavenly Father. God can provide in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for a safe haven for them, God. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory and we give you praise. Father God, we thank you tonight, God. We know that you're able. There's nothing you cannot do. But Father God, you said the righteous fire in the Lord here and deliver us out of all our trouble. And Father God, we know, God, we stand in the gap tonight. We stand in the gap tonight for that family, God. We stand in the gap because they have lost so much, God. And Father God, when they don't even know which way to turn, we know that you are able to comfort them. You're able to lead them and you're able to guide them. God, you are able to be with them even now as never before. God, we give you glory for it. We praise you for it. And Father, we thank you, God. We pray against the crime, God, that is taking place. We pray against that spirit, God, Alamoche, a suicide. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. Those that were killed and murdered, God, we pray for their families, God. We pray for you, strengthen them, God. Protect them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we forever give you glory. We give you all the praise and all the glory and honor. We thank you for the body of Christ, God. We thank you for the believers, God. Your word says, if our people, which are called by name and name, but humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then you will hear from heaven. You will heal our land. You will forgive us of our sins. And Father, we need you as never before. Father God, we ask you to move upon the earth realm, God. Send revival to our hearts, God. Send revival, God, in the name of Jesus, and cover us in your blood, God. Cover your people everywhere, God. In the east, the west, the north, the south. In the old, God, all over America, God. Over every city, God. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. As the president, God, in the name of Jesus, come them in your blood. God, in the name of Jesus, let them make wise decisions, oh God. God, to help the people that we need in the name of Jesus from this storm. And Father, we give you glory, not only to God, the government, but those that are around, God, as they give, God. We thank you for it, and we give you all the glory. We praise you for it. God, and we thank you, God, as you cover those, oh, God, those that have been missing, God, from the storm, God. Let them be found safely, Lord. Father God, we give you glory. We give you praise, God. And we pray for those families that have lost loved ones during this storm. We pray for that loved one, God. We pray for that child and that mother, that uncle, that grandmother. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover that family and you will strengthen them as never before. And God, if you provide in the name of Jesus, we give the glory and honor now unto him who's able to keep us from falling. Father, keep our minds in perfect peace. Father God, we pray for our nation, God. We need you as never before. Father God, in the name of Jesus, pray for La La Moshe, Kondosika La La Masa, Kondosiko Rata. The blood of Jesus prevail. Your blood prevail, God. Your blood prevail in the name of Jesus. Hola La Masiko Rata La La Masiko Rata La La. God, we thank you for your miracle-working power. We thank you, God, as you heal those from cancer, God. God, we give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify your name, God, and we forever lift you up. And, Father, those that have given, God, for those this pandemic, God, we ask you to bless those that never before, God, meet every need. Meet every need, God. Meet every need, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. That was the voice of Bishop Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, praying for you, your family, your neighborhood, your state, your city, your state and nation, ladies and gentlemen, and all around the world. So thank you so much, Bishop. For this time of prayer. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just excited about prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. At this time, we're going to open up the line and turn this part of the prayer time over to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight as well. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for Bishop tonight. And we certainly appreciate the Lord for that prayer. God knows we can't pray enough. You know, there's so much going on in the world today. Praise God. We look at the wars going on in other countries. The Bible tells us in the last days there have been wars and rumors of wars. We see the wars that are taking place even, praise God, even amongst us. That's a war with the spirit of murder that seems to be going rampant as Bishop was praying. Praise God. What are we as people of God to do? We've got to continue to pray and seek the face of the Lord. As the word of God says, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. We cannot pray enough, praise God. But I want to encourage you and admonish you tonight, even as we continue to pray with the people during the storm, and that God will continue to cover them and provide resources for those that have lost so much and for the families that have lost their loved ones. But I want to encourage you again with the scripture. I think I talked about it last week or maybe the week before that in the book of Acts, the 27th chapter, where Paul was on the ship. He was a prisoner on that ship. That means it was not by choice. He was there not by choice. I'm going to say that again. He was there not by choice, but while he was in the midst of that situation, the Spirit of the Lord began to allow him to discern some things about the things that were going to happen. And he said, I perceive that this voyage is going to be of hurt and much harm, but no life will be lost. Powerful statement there. Sometimes, praise God, we may get in situations that necessarily not by choice. It's not by choice. Paul was not on that ship by choice. He was a prisoner. Let me just say this in the spiritual realm. We all should be prisoners, prisoners of Christ. That means we should be so ready to be a doer and a responder to whatever the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us and respond to do what he has us to do in that season of the time. We're not in any place. We're not there just to be there. You're there for a reason. Wherever God allows you to be, whatever God allows you to be planted, it's just not there to be there. You're there for a reason. And I'm telling you, every day of our lives, we must seek the Lord and say, God, why are you allowing this to happen? Why I'm in this place? I mean, why? Couldn't you have done this another way? But praise God, our steps of a good man, the Bible said, ordered by the Lord. So we know the Bible also said all things work together for good for them to love the Lord. Those are called according to a purpose. So God allows certain things so he can birth certain things in us. He wants us to be able to be sensitive more to the voice of the Lord and be able to perceive and understand what he's saying. That's what prayer does. Prayer puts us in a place where we can be more perceptive of what the Spirit of the Lord is saying for that time and for that hour. And Paul just began to speak it. He said, I perceive something. Now, I want to encourage you tonight that sometimes your perception is your protection. I'm going to say that again, your perception for that believer, that voice is down on the inside. Some people say, well, something told me. Well, let's go beyond something told me, and let's be able to recognize with the Spirit of the Lord. I said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, he will not follow. So if it's strange, it feels strange, it doesn't line up, something about it, it probably ain't right. Praise God. If it don't feel good in your gut, it probably ain't right. Praise God. But if you feel the Holy Spirit, that inner deep down settling peace of the voice of God that's speaking to you in a particular situation that you did not necessarily place yourself in, you just end up being there. Well, what you going to do? Were you imprisoned in a situation that God allowed? I'm going to say that again. You're imprisoned in a situation like Paul was that God allowed. He allowed it. But Paul's voice on that ship as an apostle was necessary to every person that was on that boat. Your voice, hear me tonight, your voice, your calling, your ministry is necessary. And it doesn't have to be in the pulpit. It doesn't have to be a preacher. But whatever God allows, the place he allows you to be positioned as a believer is for a reason. So you need to take heed, hear the voice of God, and say, Lord, what is my reasoning for being here? Speak to me. And Paul spoke that word. He spoke it in the atmosphere. He said, not one will be lost. Some are going to be able to swim on land. Some is going to swim on broken pieces, be able to hold on to the broken pieces of the boat. However God does it, it's done. It may not be like anybody else, but the reality is God will cover us. God will save us if you would trust him. God will protect our families. He will protect us from all of the crime and the murdering and the things that are going on. Many times I pray, I say, Lord, put me in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. Bubble me in the Holy Spirit. You need to say it. I mean, whatever the enemy brings you, it just bounce off. We need to be in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. Wake up in the morning. The Lord put me in the bubble of the Holy Spirit. Let your spirit cover me. Let your anointing cover me. Let your grace cover me. Let your protection come. Anything come your way, fiery darts, it'll just bounce right off. Because God's glory, his hand is upon every believer that dare to believe. So allow the Holy Spirit, that gut feeling that you may feel. Don't ever forget it. Sometimes your perception is your protection. If the Lord is speaking to you, it's for a reason. You need to inquire of him, because the reality is this. His sheep, if you're a sheep of God, you don't know his voice, and a strange thing, you're not going to even follow. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. That was the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. This is why prayer time is so important. What a powerful word from Dr. Crenshaw tonight, and a powerful, powerful prayer from Bishop Crenshaw as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to the lines before we turn it back over to Bishop Crenshaw. We'll go to the lines to open up for you. If you have a prayer request, testimony, or comment or question for Bishop and Doc tonight, we're going to do that line. And what I'll do is if you just hit star one on your phone, star one, if you want to make sure we don't miss anybody, hit star one on your phone. I will open up the lines for you as well, put you in queue there, and we'll bring you right in. Now, if I don't know your name by number, I will mention your last four digits on the network tonight, okay? So we want to protect your phone number, of course, and your full name on the network. But I will mention your last name or your first name, your first name, and I'll mention your last four digits tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Let's go to Sister Sarah. Sister Sarah, you up first. How you doing, Sister? God bless you. I know you blessed tonight.
Oh, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed by the word of God tonight. It has been phenomenal. I'm telling you, I said the Lord is really blessed on tonight. And always remember, in the midst of the storm, the Lord will take care of you.
Amen.
Be a doer and a responder. And if you feel something strange, the spirit of discernment, obey, and hear the voice of the Lord. And be in that bubble that he will always protect us, and pray. So I have learned so much tonight. I love it. And I'm glad to be a part of the prayer line. And in closing,
amen.
And in closing, I would just like to say, get prayer for, actually. Just more of a promotion on the job. So that I can be just promoted in the Lord as far as, you know, letting the people know, being a shining light. So letting the people know that I am a light on the job. I'm there for them. Pretty much more, not just for me, but there for them in the customer service arena. And also my daughter, her name is Leah, and just praying that for her coming back into the fold of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Sister Sarah, thank you so much for being a part of Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We'll open up the lines, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are listening all across the network. Hit *1 on your phone. *1 will put you in queue if you have a prayer request, comment, or a testimony, or a question for Doc or Bishop tonight. Thank you so much. All right. Hey, our next caller, Brother John, how you doing, Doc? God bless you. On with Bishop and Doc tonight.
Hey, thank you, Elder Kevin, for the opportunity. And I want to thank the Bishop for always giving us those powerful words. And
yes,
I also want to thank Dr. Crenshaw, and a happy belated to her is in order for always awakening us with her wisdom.
Amen.
And I like a special prayer for all the older seniors who been through so much, and then they see again what's going on in this world, you know. And I really feel for those older people that I've spoken to, a couple, and they just don't believe some of the things that they're seeing after all they've been through growing up. And I want to remind everybody to get out there and vote. It's only a couple of weeks. Vote. And that's it. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. We're with you on that, my friend, concerning the seniors and the voting. Amen. You must take action. We must take action in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us across the network, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We are opening up the lines tonight, and I will mention your last four digits or your first name only. And our next caller is 6413. 6413, you're on the line with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you.
This is Sister Linda. I have a testimony. Okay?
Amen.
Dr. Crenshaw and Bishop taught me how to hear God when he's talking to me.
Amen.
With my side effects. My daughter got baptized. We go to Joyce Myers. We had a fight. We got kicked off the plane. And you know what they told me, them Crenshaw people? Jesus was the referee. Best fight I ever had. Okay? This is
Amen.
Sister Linda. I miss y'all from around the corner. All
yes.
right?
Yes,
and
Sister
I just showed up as myself. I just got a testimony. They gave me some tools. Okay?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sister
I just
Linda.
Showed up as me. Praise. Yeah, that's the testimony.
Amen.
Hats
praise
off
God.
To Bishop Crenshaw and you too, Brother Kevin.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
I miss y'all too. But this virtual thing ain't bad.
Huh?
We can still get together. And I want to know how to donate. I want to pay some tithes to some people. So.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Linda. Good to hear your voice tonight on Prayer Time.
Yeah,
with Bishop John.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
you
all for letting me.
Amen. God bless you. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time for Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. And let me turn this back over to Bishop for final closeout and words there over the guests here tonight in Jesus' name. Bishop, back to you, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank God. We pray for Sister that for her job. We pray for her promotion, God, that we know that you're able. Lord, you said, seek and shall find, and knock and the door shall be opened. Ask and it shall be given. Father, we give you thanks tonight. And God, we give you glory. God, we call those things to be not as though they already are. And Father, we thank you for the miracle working power, even now. And God, we give you glory for it, and we give you praise. And Father, we pray for the elder people that have gone through so much and still so many things have happened in this time and this season of our lives. And but God, we know that you're able to keep us from. You could keep our sound mind. And Father, we give you glory. Give us strength to continue your people everywhere to hold on. And Father, we pray for Sister Linda as you continue to move on her life and continue to bless her family. Keep God in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory as you continue to bless God in the name of Jesus as never before. You are a miracle-working God. We thank you for salvation. For those that need you, don't know you, God, have not received you. God, we give you glory for it even now for your miracle-working power. When we call those things not, to be not as though they already are. We call it so even now as you continue to touch the heart of your people everywhere. We give you praise for it. And we thank you for your miracle-working power. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much for your time tonight, Bishop, on Prayer Time. Ladies and gentlemen all across the network, this is why Prayer Time is so important. We're here every Tuesday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the network with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. And we just thank you so much for being with us tonight. We're excited for you. Also, know as Bishop always reminds us that we're praying for you. Always, we're praying for you outside of this time as well. And we want you to stay encouraged and stay motivated each and every day. Praise God. Amen. As a matter of fact, I want to make sure, Bishop, any final words there, Bishop, before we close out tonight? Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank
Father,
you so much.
We thank for each and every one that's on the prayer line tonight. We could all over this earth realm. And God continue to protect his people. And God, we thank you for your miracle. We call it a blessing just to see another day. In his name. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for this time with you tonight as well. We want you to have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the evening. And we want you to have a wonderful and productive rest of the week as well, in the name of the Lord. So we're so excited for you. Hey, we're going to leave you with this little quick song as well tonight, but we want you to always to remember to out love, out forgive, and out serve each other, and remember that Jesus is Lord. You can always take everything to the Lord in prayer, ladies and gentlemen. So anything you need, just take it to the Lord in prayer, and we'll give all the glory and all the honor to the Lord tonight in Jesus' name. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us tonight. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I'm going to leave you with a song tonight from Babby Mason. It says, all the glory belongs to him, ladies and gentlemen. All the glory belongs to him. God bless you and have a great rest of the evening. God bless you. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye. And heaven.
the power, the dominion, and praise. Now we, your people, sing with passion. Lord, be glorified. To you we ascribe all the glory to your name, O Lord, high and lifted up, as your train fills the temple. All the glory to your name, O Lord, worshiped and adored. All the glory to your name, O Lord. Thunder in the heavens, lightning flashes over. Galaxies applaud who you are. Heavens are unfolding, yielding to the glory of the one who placed every star. If ocean waves stand in ovation,
thank you so much for your time tonight. God bless you. Take care, everybody.